Last night, we spent, oh my goodness, 2 hours talking about vouchers between 7 and 9 with Governor Corbett and his plan, no longer wanting to call them vouchers, because vouchers just has a bad ring to it. Now it's opportunity scholarships. The bottom line is, it's still the same thing, whatever you want to call it, it's still the same deal. The question is it a good idea? Considering that over 90% of public schools are doing amazing jobs at educating children, is a voucher program really what's necessary? And considering that even with a voucher program, you're not going to improve the educational conditions for all of the kids at these failing schools, only a handful of them. And then what do you do with the rest? Well, what do you do with the rest? What do you do with all of the kids that are in these schools that are struggling to get up to par, to make the grade, if you will, to make adequate yearly progress, as the phrase is that every school is fighting to be able to achieve? Well, with us right now is Tom Gentzel, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association. They have a plan they've just come out with to improve public education, especially in schools that are struggling. Tom, welcome to KDK. Good to have you on.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for making time for us. The school voucher program, let's start off why you're opposed to the voucher program.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of reasons. First, I'll start with the fact that we have not seen any consistent evidence around the country where vouchers have been tried that they do what they're purported to do. In other words, improve student achievement. We do know that it's can be a very expensive new entitlement program. It would come at a time that public schools are being taking some big budget hits. But I'd also point out that there's a lack of accountability under the bills that we've seen so far. We're talking about millions of taxpayer dollars that would go to private schools with no auditing requirements, no reporting requirements by those schools. The public doesn't want this, by the way. We just conducted or had a poll conducted statewide, reputable firm, Terry Madonna's firm, and found almost two-thirds of the public continue to oppose vouchers. So there's no public support for this, and it's, I think, a controversial proposal. What we'd rather focus the discussion on is what can we do to help improve those schools that really are struggling.
Tom Gentzel with us, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association. For me, the number one issue is parental involvement.
Right.
That if you have parents who care and are actively engaged in their child's school and in their child's education, then you're going to see marked improvement with those children in those grades. Your position on that?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think, you know, I'll say the research is clear, but look, this is common sense. If parents are engaged in their child's schoolwork, if they're paying attention, if they're supporting them, those kids have a much greater chance for success. We also know that a lot of parents are in a difficult position to do that. They might be working several jobs. There may be a lot of other issues at home and in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to focus on that. That clearly is the linchpin to student success.
Absolutely. I mean, and what blows my mind is that you don't have to be smart to realize this. You don't have to be a high school graduate or college graduate to realize this. My grandparents, my great-grandparents, coming over on the boat, only went max to eighth grade educations, realized the importance of an education with their children, at least being able to graduate high school. We're talking about back in the 40s, 50s, and early 60s, where you could graduate from high school and, my goodness, go on and have yourself a pretty decent job and make a life for yourself. But they recognize the importance of it. Why do you think that so many people in these inner city environments, and obviously some rural environments as well, where they don't recognize that the ticket to their child's success in this society is at least getting a good education K-12 and then using that as a springboard onto potential college or trade school?
You know, you're making an excellent point. And I have to say, I think what's changed from the time you're talking about your grandparents to now is, you know, you didn't have to necessarily even graduate high school to get a good job and to be able to support a family and build a career in a mill, you know, a factory or other places. The problem, of course, now is that we have fewer and fewer of those jobs available.
Right.
And so what public schools are being asked to do is, I think, important, but it's never been asked before, and that is to educate all children at a high level. And the expectations are much greater. So this, you referenced earlier adequate yearly progress. As you well know, I mean, that's a bar that keeps getting raised, or as I like to say, it's, you know, it's uprights on the goalposts that keep getting narrower and narrower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a bigger challenge. We think that's important, but what troubles us about something like a voucher proposal is it would help a few students, perhaps, theoretically, to get out of an underperforming school, but it leaves a lot of other kids behind, and we got to make sure that all of those kids are getting good education, not just a few of them.
Tom Gensel is with us, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association, talking about that adequate yearly progress where the goalposts continue to narrow. The success, though, of public schools in this state is rather dramatic. I mean, we're talking upwards of over 90% of the schools, public schools, schools that have teachers, that are in unions, that have school boards, that are receiving tax dollars exclusively for their funding, are reaching these benchmarks consistently.
It is absolutely phenomenal, and I think the public should be very proud of the work that's being done in public schools in this state. And across the board throughout the state, our schools are doing an absolutely incredible job. And frankly, this was another great question we asked on this poll, or we had asked for us. We didn't go around and conduct a poll ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the public schools in your community? And very strong grades. I mean, folks who answered about the schools in their towns where they live consistently give them very high grades. Now, there are exceptions. I mean, there are a few places where schools are not as strong as they should be, which is why, you know, we issued this paper this week that looked at successful practices that can help address those underperforming schools.
One of the things I wanted to talk about were these issues that you guys looked at and what you think about, you know, ensuring that you get the best qualified teachers, that you're able to keep those great teachers in these struggling schools, and a number of other things as well, providing the proper resources at all of these schools. As I'm looking through all of this, we're talking about more money, though, aren't we? I mean, in order to get the great teachers to want to teach at these schools where there are many issues, community issues, potential drug issues in high schools, discipline issues, in order to get the best and the brightest that want to be there, you're going to have to compensate them in such a way to attract them, will you not?
I'm not going to argue that it won't cost money. I will say that you know, those governor and legislators who are promoting vouchers are talking about spending a lot of new money on certainly helping just some of the students in those schools. I mean, we're really talking almost about kind of a new Marshall Plan for these schools. It's a small percentage, as you said yourself. I mean, most of our schools are really doing a great job, but there are some, you know, we have to acknowledge that are not, and we have to figure out ways to really pull together the resources and the talent to go in and help turn these schools around. And we're concerned about it. And I have to say that while we disagree completely with the governor and others about vouchers, what I appreciate is the fact that we ought to have a conversation about what we can do about these schools. And it ought to be a collaborative effort. And I'd rather see us spending our energy on that rather than on vouchers. And one other quick point, if I may, on the voucher issue and why I think it's misdirected energy, and that is our Pennsylvania Constitution has three separate provisions that really prohibit the use of a voucher plan. That proposal, whatever it is, however it's modeled, is going to be challenged in court. It's going to be litigated over a period of time. Why go through all of that? Why not direct our attention to doing the kinds of things we talked about in our paper that can actually start helping some of these schools immediately?
Well, I'll give you the short answer on this. They're going to go through all of that because the money people that help many of these people get into office and stay in office are continuing to throw millions of dollars at their campaigns, and they're wanting payback. That's the short answer on it. And Tom, do me a favor. Hold on right there. I realize that it may not be your position, but my goodness, I don't see it any other way at this point. Tom Gensel is with us, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association. We'll talk with him more about what their plan is to improve education at failing schools coming up next. 6:21 on Mangino. We are talking with Tom Gensel, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association. They are opposed to the voucher program or scholarship or whatever you want to call it. The governor is advocating at this point, along with a number of major lawmakers in Harrisburg. What is the plan to change the educational environment in some of these schools that are struggling? Tom, what do you see as some of the top issues that need to be addressed? We talked a little bit about reaching out to parents and getting them more involved and engaged. What else do you guys see as top issues in order to turn education around in some of these quote-unquote failing schools?
Well, I want to answer, but first, if I may, I want to just respond to your comment as you went into commercial.
Okay.
I was completely agreeing with you. Some of the pro-voucher forces are spending enormous amounts of money hiring lobbyists and making a lot of campaign contributions. And what's interesting about this is we've had several polls conducted over the last year, and their efforts have not moved the needle at all. Public opinion remains very consistently. About two-thirds of the public constantly says, if you ask them the question, do you support using tax dollars to allow parents to send children to private school, two-thirds consistently say no. So they're trying mightily, but they're not getting much public support.
Okay.
But to your question now, I mean, we looked at the literature, our research staff did. We looked at a lot of case studies of schools that have successfully turned around. And our staff actually called and talked with school administrators around the country in a lot of those school districts to say, what did you do that made a difference? And that's what we captured in our paper, which is available on our website, psba.org. And a lot of this is really common sense stuff. It's about recruiting people to get into the teaching profession who are really gifted at that, and to make sure that the best teachers are put in the lowest performing schools and given the support they need in terms of professional development and instructional coaching. We talk in our paper a lot about early childhood education, which we know it makes a very big difference in terms of student success. And, you know, and by the way, the governor himself has been very supportive of that. So there are areas here where I think there's great opportunities for partnership. But
one of the things that the governor mentioned yesterday was that over 99% of teachers and administrators were graded as satisfactory as compared to unsatisfactory, even though we are dealing with a number of schools, obviously, that are not moving kids along as well as we'd like them to. Does there need to be a modification to that grading system instead of a satisfactory, unsatisfactory, to some kind of a grading scale that would be similar to what we see with kids in schools now in order to get those teachers who are marginal a little bit more help to help them along as well?
Yes, and we've said this, we agree with the governor, and we've been working with the Department of Education. This, frankly, goes back to the prior administration, the Rendell administration, so this is a bipartisan effort to look at teacher evaluation, and I think it does need to be more robust, and there are some good efforts being made right now to do that. So not everything you talked about we oppose, but and the vouchers obviously is the key area of disagreement.
And the big issue for people who are concerned about their taxes, this program could cost upwards of $1 billion, could it not, a year?
The voucher program?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, they're talking about, well, targeting it to the lowest performing schools. But you may remember back in the beginning of the year when the voucher bill first started moving in the Senate, it was also to start small, but it started growing and growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. This will become a very big entitlement program, and it will essentially subsidize a lot of people that are already sending their kids to private schools. It's going to cost a lot of money, and it's coming at a time that public schools saw about almost $1 billion in state funding cut.
Tom Gentzel, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association. Mr. Gentzel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Good talking to you.